This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Now, 7 after the hour. Time for the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. Once again, we're together with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to introduce Michael into the fold, into the discussion. The discussion is created basically by him and his staff who put together the story list, the people list every week. And so, Michael, it would be, as usual, a good place for us to start by going through that list, some interesting new names and new things to talk about this week, so let's have at it.
Right, interesting new names and interesting old names as well. We have at number 10, the SCOTUS Ethics Code. Supreme Court is starting to have to catch up with its own conduct. At number 9, Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, an investigation. At number 8, the economy tied with federal policy. At number 7, the U.S. migrant crisis. At number 6, the 2024 presidential race. At number 5, the Trump legal battles. At number 4, stopgap funding bill. At number 3, the Biden-Xi meeting. At number 2, the protests and anti-Semitism in America. And number 1, the Israel-Hamas war. The people on the survey, number 10, Hunter Biden. At number 9, the aforementioned Eric Adams. At number 8, Tim Scott and Nikki Haley. At number 7, Kevin McCarthy and Matt Gaetz. At number 6, Elon Musk. At number 5, Donald Trump and Arthur Engoron. At number 4, Mike Johnson. At number 3, Xi Jinping. At number 2, Benjamin Netanyahu. At number 1, Joe Biden. And there you go, our pre-Thanksgiving weekend survey.
All right, so let's go right to number 1. This is the issue that's taking all the oxygen out of the room, out of the air, out of the country, out of the world. There are all kinds of things that are related to this. Makes it a fascinating conversation because there are so many different angles. I noted and talked about this on the Good Day program, how the evacuation was going, what is going on with the people who are still in Gaza trying to get out. The war escalates from day to day. There are all kinds of stories of, you know, you look at the people recalling some of the experiences they're having. I find it appalling from my own perspective in being, I suppose, an opinionator, if there's such a word as an opinionator.
You're an opinionist.
I'm an opinionist, yes, right. I remember when George Bush said, "I'm the decider." Well, I'm the opinionist. There are a lot of us on the radio. My opinion, based on my own experience, and my gut tells me that we have a liberal twist to many of the stories that are coming out of this area and that are causing people to do things that if they had the right information, they might not do it. And now you could say to me, well, how are you the arbiter of what the right information is? And I suppose that's a good question.
I'm glad I both
have experience. Yep. Well, go ahead. Ask it.
Are you the arbiter of what information comes out of this area?
Gee, I'm glad you asked that question, Michael. I have strong connections to Israel. I have been there a number of times. I get, and also there's a certain relativity to the human condition. We find ourselves for whatever the reason, we don't like this person because he has this religious background. We don't like him because of the color of his skin. We don't like him because of how much money he has. We don't like him because he's too tall. We have all of this nonsense that we use to separate ourselves instead of unify ourselves. And so this is a perfect example of us not being able to deal with something that ought to be simple to deal with. And maybe I'm being too simplistic, but that's kind of the way I look at it. So, Michael?
Well, I mean, what you're saying is it should be simple to deal with, but it's not simple to deal with.
Yeah.
People don't like each other. That's why we're not unified. We don't like each other. We don't like our neighbors. We don't like, you know.
But why? Why don't we like each other? Why can't we all just get along?
Because basically human beings are obnoxious.
Aren't they, though?
Let's break it down to its basic elements. Human beings are obnoxious, and we're also in each other's faces. We all have very strong feelings of how we should conduct ourselves.
I'm going to elaborate on what you're saying by giving you an example of how this particular circumstances, the group of circumstances that present themselves in the Middle East, have caused widespread chaos, and things happened that probably would never have happened before. This Jewish man who was at a protest in California over the war gets killed. And why did he get killed? Because he got into a fight with somebody who didn't agree with him over the ongoing war.
Right.
And so this is Ventura County, just north a little bit of Los Angeles. Guy was arrested in Moore Park, charged with manslaughter for his role in the death of a guy named Paul Kessler. And so this guy was an Arab. His name was Loe Al-Naji. I don't know how to pronounce his name. So he's in detention being held on $1 million bail because he beat the hell out of this guy because he didn't agree with his position. There you go.
Well, that's what happens. It starts, you know, behind closed doors with the brokers of power, the people that run governments, the people that influence the running of governments, and then it spreads to the streets, and individuals take on the mantle of the world's problems and fight with each other. Strangers who have nothing in common and beef with each other personally take on the headlines and take it so seriously. Not that they shouldn't. But they do.
Well,
that they
how does it directly
somebody.
Impact their lives?
Ruin your life.
Your life is over. This guy's life is over. Who killed the other guy? So not only one guy got killed, the other guy's going to jail for the rest of his life.
They're both casualties of war.
Yeah.
And, here you and I are sitting here talking about something that has been the age-old problem of humanity. That's why I gave you a fast, you know, quip. You know, human beings are obnoxious, or we are social animals who care about our species so much that we're in each other's faces and complain and get angry at each other's conduct. You know, you're not conducting yourself properly. You're not dressing properly. You're not thinking properly. I don't like the color of your house because it doesn't fit within the neighborhood. There's all kinds of things that create problems between people. And we have our heads up each other's, you know, what's. And,
up each other's skirt, yes. Yeah.
And that's the problem. We don't know how to mind our own business. We don't know how to stay out of trouble.
Mm.
And that's not to say we should hide, that we should be cowardly.
No.
But, there's a fine line between aggression and cowardice.
Yeah. So the Boston newspapers today are filled with the story of the demonstration that took place here yesterday blocking the Boston University bridge during rush hour. Traffic was stopped, literally stopped. For over 2 hours, nobody going in either direction could go an inch because of 100 students who were out in the middle of the road, Commonwealth Avenue, and the bridge that connects from Commonwealth Avenue over to Cambridge to the Parkway. It was blocked for 2 hours protesting the Israelis' offensive in Gaza. And so, you know, is there a protest here protesting the Hamas invasion of Israel? Where is that protest? Where is that? And then, of course, Senator Warren.
That's that protest is in the form of Israel beating the daylights out of Hamas and Gaza.
Well, Hamas started it. And they started it all the time.
Yeah,
the Israelis never started stuff.
Of course they started it.
So here's Senator Warren, who's one of the biggest grandstanders in politics today, who's out there on the bridge. So she should be arrested with the other 100 people who are out there stopping traffic for 2 hours because the Israeli government's action is inappropriate. She supported this. And so, what, you know, what does that tell you about leadership? And what, you know, there are a lot of people, I don't know what the Boston Jewish community is. I'm seeing that in the article, the relation to the reference to the Boston Jewish community, whatever the heck that means. It is incrementally idiotic for these sorts of things to take place on a college campus or near a college. This is right where BU is. These people think they're going to change what's going on.
Do you think anybody in the traffic jam that's has been ruined and his tension has risen, that they're going to say, well, okay, I'm going to change my political view, or I'm going to change my religion?
Ridiculous.
No, it's BS. And I've never been a fan of college students making their political protests and all of that stuff more important than getting an education, keeping your head low and minding your own business, and being humble and shutting up.
Yep. All right. Food for thought as we continue. A lot of stories to talk about, lots of info and serious stuff, serious business this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison acknowledging Thanksgiving, the weekend before Thanksgiving, and people thinking about weight loss already because they know, you know, you're going to eat and eat and eat this week. You're going to eat and eat and eat during the party time. You're going to eat and eat at Christmas. You're going to eat and eat for New Year's. So what does that do for your body mass index, your BMI? For most people, it pushes it up a point or two. So if you're thinking right now, I don't want that, go to toploss.com and check out Calitrin. Support the weight loss program that does the job the natural way. Help yourself to support, you want to lose the weight, keep it off, this is the way to do it. Calitrin, check it all out. Find it, like the town crier used to say, hear ye, find out all about it at toploss.com.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. Actually, you don't even have to touch them. With Skechers slip-ins, they just step in and go. Plus, they're so easy, they could be the first shoes your kids can put on by themselves. And Skechers slip-ins are great for older kids, too. They're quick, easy, and fun. The secret is a unique comfort pillow in the heel that helps your child's foot slide securely into place and cradle it in comfort. Plus, they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces. And most are machine washable, so you can keep them looking newer longer. Get Skechers Slip-ins, the where-have-you-been-all-my-life shoes, for your kids or for mom and dad today. Find Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Meet Joe A, hi. Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
We'll be right back.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is about the business of talking to you about what they have gleaned. Their reports that you can read every week at talkers.com. Also, we have the list at gooddayshow.com. The whole business of I'm feeling like we need to spend a little more time on Israel, if you don't mind, Michael. There's a poll that has been released late in the week as we do this program, which shows something, and maybe it sounds arrogant to some people who don't agree with me and or you, and I don't say that even you and I need to, we don't have to agree. We're talking about things that are on the minds of people who are listening to these radio programs discussing the issues of the day. So the fact that there's a poll that's been released that shows that more people in our country favor a ceasefire now than support Israel's position in the war. I don't mind the idea of a ceasefire, but to have people say that Israel is basically wrong at this point, is that something that is born out of ignorance or out of intelligent, intellectual, stimulating information that's real?
Well, your question is a disguised question. You're asking me, is Israel wrong?
Manner of speaking, you and I don't. Just, I'm not going to put words in your mouth. I don't.
No,
think
you
they
did.
Are.
But no, but that's the question. The question you asked is Israel wrong? You said, you know, is Israel
help yourself.
Wrong? Or is,
huh?
And I mean, everybody is wrong when it comes to killing people.
That's
some
right.
of it is justified. Sometimes we're justified in doing what's wrong, but it's still wrong. War is wrong. Yes. So, you know, you've got to build it from that premise.
Yeah, I always can count on you to bring out the intellectually stimulating and well-rounded approach. And I don't mean that as a kissy face. It just is you put things, I may, because I'm more guttural sometimes, I'm more, emotional. I don't always look at all, so I just feel my impulse as an empath brings me around to being annoyed at this stuff.
Well,
whereas
what
you're
it comes
looking
down
at
to is emotionalism is what's going to cause our extinction. It's not a matter that I'm not emotional. I'm very emotional, but I try not to use this megaphone. Mm-hmm. This platform, this power, whatever it is, a lot or a little, to incite other people's emotions when the ultimate result of it is death and destruction. And with nuclear capability, unleashed emotionalism is a very dangerous thing. So, the question is Israel wrong? Are the Palestinians wrong? Is Hamas wrong? You know, is Trump wrong? Is Biden wrong? You know, who's right? Who's wrong?
The answer is yes.
Everybody's wrong. Yeah. That's why I said earlier, human beings are obnoxious. It's our nature. We have to go deeper into our nature, or these conversations about who's right and who's wrong will go on forever. But as our technology becomes increasingly advanced and our ability to destroy each other becomes easier to enact, then we have to look at it from a number of angles and try to curtail growing emotionalism and hostility. So, Israel is justified in what they're doing, but that what they're doing is not something that we should just go, wipe them out.
Yeah. All right. More hostility on the radio here coming up as we continue this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZ.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A mistrial was declared in the civil rights trial of Brett Hankinson, the former Louisville, Kentucky police officer, involved in the deadly and botched no-knock warrant raid involving 26-year-old Breonna Taylor in 2020. After 4 days of deliberations, a federal jury told the judge it was deadlocked and could not reach a verdict on the two-count indictment for deprivation of rights under the color of law. A verdict has been delivered in the San Francisco, California trial of the man who attacked Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer. David DePapp has been found guilty. Prosecutors say Nancy was the intended target of last year's attack, but she wasn't home, so the attacker went after Paul Pelosi as police were arriving at the home. DePapp apologized to Paul when he took the stand Tuesday, and he still faces a second trial on state charges. Lance Pry, USA News.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, it's now 34 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, we're pretty serious because there are a lot of serious things that need to be addressed here this week. So I'm going to continue in that vein. I have in front of me the stock market review for this week, and it closed up. And the S&P was up, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up, and the NASDAQ was up. Jobless claims were higher than they usually have been for the past year or two. And all of this sort of brings us around to looking at the number 9 issue this week on the countdown. Again, this list is prepared by Talkers Magazine for our weekly review. You can find it at talkers.com and also at goodayshow.com. So With the analysis paralysis that sometimes we get involved in, the practical side of this is people want to know how it's going to affect the fact they didn't raise the rate, how that's going to affect us. And what I found out in discussions this week on the air, Michael, is a 50-50 chance we could have a recession or not. If we have one, it'll be mild, but things will be determined by how retail does for Christmas, which seems like a can of worms, but isn't it interesting even how the economy works?
Well, the more retail does for Christmas, the more debt people get into on their credit cards. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. How did you notice that, actually for all time, but let's just say since the pandemic began, none of the forecasts and none of the analysis really holds true when it comes to the economy. Mm-hmm. I mean, where's the recession that we were in?
Where is the recession? We haven't had a recession. That's the point. Yeah.
And then what about people quitting en masse from their jobs and not being able to find enough workers? I don't know. You have to roll your eyes and shrug your shoulders and say, maybe we're all being experts at something we don't know a damn thing about.
Well, there also is the hype that's given to events like the strike, General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, and the fact that it's over and what the labor contract has in it. Is it going to improve their lot in life, and how might that trickle down on bargaining for other unions? That kind of stuff, which affects the interest, it does affect interest rates, but also inflation. You know, if you give somebody a 4 or 5% raise, is that going to, if inflation isn't at 4 or 5%, which it isn't now, it's about 3%, is this going to contribute to inflation? They don't think about that. They think about how much more money they have to spend, right? Isn't that how it works?
Well, that's certainly true, but inflation is one of those ambiguous terms. You know, 3% means it's that prices are going up at the rate of 3% per whatever the period of measurement is.
It doesn't mean they're coming
down 3%. No. So if you have 8% inflation and then you have 3% inflation, it doesn't mean that the prices have come down 5%. It means that the rise is less. Mm-hmm. So people who expect prices to suddenly start dropping, that's called deflation. And there's a very big difference between deflation and a slowdown in the rise of inflation. But that's never explained. So these numbers are, they're fodder for back to the conversation we always have about scams. They're fodder for scams. The press, the media, the banks, the stores take advantage of people's ignorance on this. It's like the war stuff we talk about. It's very complicated, and the experts are very good at telling you why things happened, but very seldom are right about what's going to happen. Otherwise, we'd all be very wealthy.
The weather.
Millionaires.
The perfect example of that is meteorology, too. Far as, predictions, hard to do. Unless you're somebody who is the great predictor, Kreskin, right? Wasn't Kreskin big at
Kreskin
that?
Kreskin's our buddy. He's a mind reader. The great predictor was Nostradamus.
That's right. Yep. And the Kali Yuga world cycles and all that stuff. All right. So let's to cap this conversation. Looking, I just Google mortgage rates for this week, and for we enter the fourth consecutive week that the average 30-year fixed rate mortgage has gone down. It was, at the pinnacle, at the height of mortgage rate, it was about 2 points higher than this. Some people are paying 9+% for mortgages, down to 7.4% now, and that's off a couple of points from where it was 5 weeks ago when it was at its highest. So that's got to be a good sign, frankly.
Yeah, I guess it means that more people will be able to get into debt, and therefore the economy will become more active.
There we go. That's it. It's all about debt.
George W. Bush said, don't worry about anything. Go shopping.
All right. That's it.
But stay out of debt.
The decider. All right. So let me talk about former President Bush. Let's get into the presidential sweepstakes, shall we? If you look at the list this week, we have number six here. The presidential race, Nikki Haley seems to be smelling like a rose. DeSantis doesn't look good. Ramaswamy looks worse. And then there's, of course, the unmentioned Donald Trump. Joe Manchin, who this week said he wasn't going to run for re-election to the Senate, mostly because he can't win, says, I'm going to run for president or maybe vice president, or at least that's the talk. He says if Donald Trump wins the presidency next year, he will destroy our democracy. And that's an interesting statement. I don't know whether it's arguable. If you're a Trumper, you probably think that's outrageous. And if you aren't a Trumper, you think, yeah, I'll subscribe to that. He will destroy democracy. So, you know, this is political season, lots of rhetoric. Nikki Haley called Ramaswamy scum.
Yeah, slime is the other guy. That's Santos.
So that's our first laugh we've had.
Pejoratives.
That's right. Yeah, you got to find out the right slimer and the right scummer, scumbag, whoever it is.
I like that. Anyway, he said, "Don't you mention my daughter's name in your voice." I never heard that expression before. Yeah. Maybe I'm behind the times, but
But she's
she's cool.
People are paying attention to what she's saying. And DeSantis looks like a boob, but in my mind, he's always looked like a boob. So here we have, and Trump says nothing about, I mean, in terms of the election, he's too busy making fun of the judge or talking when the judge says, don't talk, and he says, screw you, I'm going to talk about it. That's Trump.
It's hard to stop him, and, he's going through his things, but I personally think we are seeing the slow and miserable decline of Donald Trump, who, if he lives long and prospers, he's going to have a very sad old age.
Yeah, it is sad.
Yeah, it's sad for him.
No, I think it's sad for, I don't know, his family.
Well, you feel sorry for Donald Trump?
I don't know if I'd use the word sorry for him. I know people like him who aren't able to control themselves, basically. And so people who are not well educated, I mean, that's not the right word, but who don't understand.
People can't control themselves that are not well educated. That's saying a lot about Trump.
You always like to take
this. Let's
do one word at a time here. The fact that Trump is as he is, the fact that he can't really, he's got a kind of a social, not a disease, but he can't, whether he's a idiot savant or whether he's got ADHD, whatever the heck it is, he cannot stop himself, and his children keep telling him to stop it, and he ignores them and everybody else around him because I don't think he can control himself, frankly.
Yeah. He used one word this past week that I think is the turning point and is the end of Trump. And the word was vermin. He used the word vermin. He described his political opponents as vermin, which is right out of the lexicon of Adolf Hitler.
Uh-huh.
And that, I think, is the turning point.
I think you're right. I think there's so much. And look at these other people. This woman who's a congresswoman, and what she says about Jews and Israel and that stuff. What have we wrought upon ourselves that we have these kinds of people representing? Does she really represent her district and their thinking, or is she just representing herself? You got enough money to win because people recognized her name. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. There's way too much of that in my mind, anyway. It's crazy.
I detect you're facing. I can hear your wheels turning. You're facing the complexity and the utter despair of what we're dealing with. Utter despair. But in terms of Trump, Trump's not entitled to be the king or the president. That's the way you know. You said you
got to earn it.
I know people like him who can't control themselves. Do you want somebody who can't control himself
be president?
To be the president?
Nothing.
Is he entitled to the presidency? Is he our our uncle or our grandfather or our child's who we put up with all of their BS because they're our relative.
Is yeah,
he,
right.
What makes him entitled to be what he is?
Good question. Yep. Good question. I'll just end this conversation because we want to talk about what's going on with the Michael Harrison interview in a moment. But I think the rise in RFK and the people who are trying to tear him down because they recognize how much of an impact he has already, and if he continues to show the signs of strength that he has shown to this point, whether it's because of him and him being good leadership potential, or is he just a good alternative to the other two guys, that neither of whom are actually good leaders or would be good leaders? And so it's interesting to see if Manchin and Kennedy get together. But there's a lot of stuff being said about Kennedy by his family that's not true. Anyway, go ahead, Michael.
Well, Manchin and Kennedy are very different, so they could not get together. But I don't think it's a given that we're going to see Donald Trump versus Joe Biden run for president.
Yeah. And what can happen in the next year, man?
Yeah. And
that's for sure.
I don't know. I don't think Kennedy is going to go very far, but I do think Manchin could play a role in this whole situation.
Interesting. Yeah. He's a refined, sophisticated politician for sure. 800-419-3684, and the number to call if you want to have 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas without having to pay for it. This is legit, kind of fun. This spot is running on stations all around the country, and literally tens of thousands of people have taken advantage of this. There's no hitch to it. You don't have to do anything but pick up the phone and call. You don't have to buy anything. Just dial 800-419-3684. For two free nights in Las Vegas.
Oh, I love this restaurant. Glad we got a table quickly.
What does that sign say?
Caution, wet floor?
No, right next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. Huh, I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Hey, I'm Jackie, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the chicken. It is golden brown, so juicy, so delicious. The perfect savory start to my day.
Hey, I'm Matt, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the freshly baked, flaky, buttery biscuit. When I take a bite, it's kind of like, you know, crispy, soft, crispy. Crispy outside, soft interior, crispy chicken. There's really nothing like it.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
We are at 48 after the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Last week we talked about Stephen J.J. Wiseman being on the Michael Harrison podcast, the interview, mhinterview.com is where you find it. Even more appropriate to talk about it now because he has testified before Congress and he's coming up in a few minutes. So we want to give us a few more takeaways from your conversation.
We kept it as our current podcast for an extra week. It's that powerful and informative and valuable, a podcast conversation with attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the legal correspondent of this program, of your show. He's the legal editor of Talkers, and he talks all about a variety of scams, including ransomware, mhinterview.com. And folks, stick around after the break. Steve Wiseman will be here talking about his appearance before the Senate Select Committee on Aging and Scams for the Elderly. So he's a big player in all of our worlds, and we're very proud of him.
Yep. You know, we didn't talk about the various investigations into politicians like Eric Adams in New York. This is not going to go away. The fact that George Santos is up to his Mickey in investigating. Let's look at all the investigations. Biden, the Trump investigation. Eric Adams is being investigated. George Santos, you and I are the only ones not being investigated.
Right. Amazing. Great to be obscure.
It is. Thank you for that. And we're in the media business. All right, 10 before the hour here on the countdown.
Hi,
I'm Dan Pilla.
I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Gotta wait a moment or two until that riff comes in, and then you recognize the theme from Taxi, which had a significant cultural impact on America. Am I giving it too much credit, Chucker, or what do you think? Yeah, it had a lot of cultural
impact. I think it was a great show.
Yeah. Yeah. It was.
And it's and if you think about the talent involved, and the reason we play that is because, not today, but tomorrow, and we're not here tomorrow, at least I'm not, Danny DeVito will turn 79 years old tomorrow, born November 18, 1944. Louis De Palma in Taxi, really a role that put him on the map in terms of a big name in the industry. Did great work on that show. He's directed movies, Hoffa, Matilda, with the Penguin and Batman Returns, been on Always Sunny in Philadelphia on the FX network, that sitcom, for well over a decade. So he's had a great career, very well respected in the industry.
All right, so let's talk about what the news is in the theaters, what's coming out this weekend. I see a promotion for The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. What the heck is that about?
Well, it's Jennifer Lawrence starred in the first four Hunger Games movies, all very successful financially. She's not in these ones. So
it's
a prequel expected to open number one. Having said that, it will have competition from a new animated Trolls movie. And here's what I think. I know you're going to disagree, but this new horror film, Thanksgiving, directed by Eli Roth, who did Hostel and Cabin Fever. I think he's a good director. He shot this movie for $15 million, and it's gotten terrific reviews. Many compare it to as exciting as the first Scream movie. So it's going to make money. It's going to be profitable. But it goes to show you, Doug, you don't have to spend $200 million to make a movie. You can spend $15 to $20 million if you get the right people.
People love to be
make
creeped
a very
out.
Incredible movie.
Well, is this story the next Megan movie, Five Nights at Freddy's Imaginary? There's a trailer that teases this stuff.
The horror genre has always been very popular,
profitable,
and they were able to make these movies at a much cheaper cost budget-wise than the big studio tentpole movies like the Hunger Games prequel.
So another Megan movie. This is what the world needs. Right? Like another Chucky TV show. Good God. All right, so there's a movie coming out today. I know you will. Yeah, not me. There's a movie out called Next Goal Wins. And I'm trying to figure out what is this movie about. It's out today.
Yeah, I don't know. It's based on a true story. Michael Fassbender is a star. The director is the guy who did Jojo Rabbit in the last two Thor movies. I hear the reviews are mediocre. It's opening limited, and they'll go a little bit wider if it performs.
So will the holdovers go wider? It was on 800 screens, you said, last week. Is that going to go wider?
Probably a little bit wider. They'll probably expand that ultimately to around 1,500, maybe 2,000. I mean, it did okay. Again, you know, the movies that are geared to the more what they quote-unquote sophisticated moviegoers who used to occupy what they called art house theaters, which really have been decimated and converted to more mainstream houses. We'll see if those people show up. That's become a tougher and tougher model over the last few years. Those type of
I'm troubled by the movie Priscilla. I first thought I wanted to go see it, and then I kind of looked at the trailer a couple of times. I don't know if it's true, and I don't want it to be true if it is. You know that he was that kind of a guy.
I have not seen it, but I know people who have and told me that they really, really, really liked it.
Really? All right. Yeah. Well, listen, that's all in the taste buds, is it not?
Yes.
So anyway, go to the movies, support the theaters. Thanksgiving should be a good time. Take the family. Maybe just go see the Taylor Swift concert tour film. It's still there. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program as we end this hour.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So pick some up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.